Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 32, The Past, the Future, and the Mind. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode was a great episode, and one that really stayed with me. Earl begins by reminding us that one of the greatest advantages we have as human beings is our ability to learn from the past. Not just the events of the past, but the people that lived before us and thought deeply about how to live well. One of those people is Benjamin Franklin. Franklin was described as neither all saint nor all sinner, but as a man who did a great many things. He read widely across many domains. He experimented. He questioned. He was always looking for a better way. At his core, though, through both of his actions and his writing, Franklin was trying to help people live better by doing better. He wasn't perfect, but he was deliberate, and that makes him someone worth studying and learning from. From Franklin, Earl moves naturally into a discussion of the future and how we might reasonably predict it. What's the best tool we have for understanding what tomorrow might look like? Well, according to Earl, it's the past. Trends like GDP, stock market, household income, and technological progress all have long historical records. And when things appear bleak in the moment, history often suggests that those periods are not signs of permanent decline, but opportunities in disguise. It's not a guarantee, but it's the best evidence we have. Then Earl does something that must have sounded just unbelievable when he was recording these episodes back in the 1960s. He describes a future product, a future device that everyone will carry with them, a device that allows anyone to communicate with anyone else, anywhere in the world, a device that can recommend products based on your location and can notify loved ones even if you fall. Sounds pretty far-fetched, doesn't it? What's striking isn't just that he imagined this, but that he allowed himself to think boldly about what might be its possible future. From there, Earl makes one of the most important claims. He says that while people often believe all the great resources have already been discovered, that simply isn't true. The greatest continent of untapped resources still waiting to be explored is the human mind. If we could fully see the potential within ourselves and actively work to develop it, we could accomplish far more than we imagine. But the key is simple and demanding. We must think. Just as Earl imagined the future of communication, we too must allow ourselves to dream, imagine, and explore ideas that may currently seem impossible. Today's impossibility is often tomorrow's pocket device. Earl closes this episode by retelling the famous Acres of Diamonds story that was popularized by Russell Conwell, the founder of Temple University. The story he tells is of an African farmer who learns that other people are becoming really wealthy by mining for diamonds. So he sells his land and travels far and wide searching for these wonderful diamonds, only to fail and die poor. The man, however, who bought his farm later finds an unusual stone that turns out to be a diamond of immense value. Further exploration reveals that the original farm is filled with diamonds. That original farmer had literally been sitting on acres of diamonds the entire time. Earl's message is clear. The same is often true for us. What we most desire, growth, opportunity, fulfillment, may already be within reach. But we must be willing to explore, learn, and develop what we already possess. So episode 32 leaves me with this reminder. The past is a teacher, not a prison. The future belongs to those willing to imagine it. The greatest resource on earth is the human mind, and what we seek may already be closer than we think. Think deeply, dream boldly, and don't abandon your own acres of diamonds. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.